The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen. Dafnun Bechreiz, 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 Dafnun And we start on the bottom line. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Mocher Bayit Chaveru. The guy selling a house. Kivan shemasar lo maftayach kana. Once he gives him the key, the kinyan is finished. Kibras, what do you mean? Since one is giving over a key, a kinyan. Hechi dambe. Ibe kaspa, likni be kaspa. Ibe hazaka, likni be hazaka. If the guy bought it with money, the money is the kinyan. If the guy bought it with hazaka, hazaka means he did something to the house, and he made a kinyan through hazakah, so the hazakah is the kinyan. Le'olam b'hazakah. Really, I'll tell you, the guy made a hazakah. Uba'el, le'mimar, le'lech, hazak, v'kaneh. Back to the same business. But really, he's got to tell him, before he makes a hazakah, go make a hazakah. Le'kevach, b'asol u'mafteyah. Once he gives him the key, k'mah damah, le'lech, hazak, v'kaneh, damah. Giving over the keys, as if he's telling him, go make a hazakah. And therefore, once he makes the hazakah, be koneh. Even though he didn't tell him, le'lech, hazak. The guy selling a flock of sheep to his friend. Once he gives over the mashkuchit, literally mashkuchit comes from the word moshech, the item that draws the sheep. Well, we're going to see what that is, but it's something that draws the sheep towards the shepherd. Once you give over the mashkuchit to the buyer, kana. Again, back to the same question. There's two ways you can acquire an animal. One way is through the kinyan of mishicha. What is mishicha? You hit the animal, and the animal walks a couple of steps. Right? You hit it, and it walks. That's called mishicha. And therefore, you should be connected through the mishicha. Or there's another way of being connected is through mesira, which means mishicha. You acquire even in the seller's domain. And if I go into the seller's domain with my stick, and I hit the animal walks a couple of steps, that means I made mishicha, it's koneh even in the shoot of the mukhir. However, there's another way I can be koneh, it's mesira. Mesira is I actually pull the animal towards me. That kinyan is done even in the shoot, or in the shoot of the beam. Look at Ashi, ibi mesira. Mishicha is niknit either in a combined reshut or a private reshut. Mesira is niknit in reshut. Harabim mesira means what? I pull the animal towards me. So again, what are you telling me? You got to give him over this mashkuchit. How did you make the kinyan? Either mishicha, either you hit it and the animal walked a couple of steps, or it should be nikkid through mesira where you pulled it towards you. Really, I'll tell you the way you made the kinyan on the animal is what? With the stick, you hit it. Oh, but normally before you make the mesira, the seller has to tell you, lech meshuch, go make mesira and acquire it. And until he tells him that, he can't do it. Once he gives over the mashkuchit, it's as if he told him, go make a mesira. What is a mashkuchit? My mashkuchit. Good question. Acha targemu karkashta. Karkashta is a bell. Right? Because he stands in front of the sheep. Ding, 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 ding. And that causes the animals to come towards him. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Iza de azla beresh idra. That's the goat that goes in front of the flock. And everybody follows that goat. So he's the moshech. He's like the leader. So therefore, once he gives him over that one, as if he's telling him, go make Mashiach. So Samah, he gives him over the bell,
right? That they used to ding, 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 to like the flute. They had to give the bell, or giving over the ez. That's the head one. Okay, Gemara says, "Kedarisha hu gililaa alid Rav Chazda." Like there was a certain guy from the Galil was doresh in front of Rav Chazda. Kadragiz ra'aya al ana. When a shepherd gets angry at his sheep, what does he do? Avid l'nagda simuta. He gives the head sheep a hit and he blinds him. Which means, why? Because now that the head sheep is blinded, now he's going in a crooked way, and all the other sheep also go in a crooked way, they fall into the pit as well. Which means when he's angry at his sheep, so he just blinds the head guy, now they go on the on the wrong derech. So you see what? It's the head sheep. Look at that sheep. Avid l'nagda simut, go before that. Izad azla berish adra, yesh teba la'edir, ez harif. He has a smart ez. V'derech ha'izim na'alich berosh ve'a'edir olich ahareheim. So you put that one in the front, everybody follows that one. Rashi avid l'nagda simuta, he gives the front one blindness. Le'ez ha'moshiket minakir aineha v'nechshele v'nofil beborot ve'a'edir ahareheka k'shamakom. This is the Musar. When God gets angry at Klal Yisrael, Nifram Mishra Yisrael, Memena, Memanelem Panasim She'enam Huganim. He puts on Klal Yisrael leaders that are not good. So the leaders now direct the nation into the wrong way, and therefore the nation gets punished. So it's a Musar. And just like a shepherd when he gets angry at his sheep, he wants to punish the sheep, so he punishes the leader of the sheep, and therefore everybody follows the leader into the pits. Same thing, when God gets angry at Christ's tail, he appoints bad leaders, and everybody follows the leader. But the point is, you see that there's a leading sheep. That's the point of the Gemara. And therefore, the lead sheep, once that's given over, so then already, it's like he told him, Lech, go make a Meshicha. Comes the next Mishnah, Kisa Warishon. Okay, interesting cases in the Mishnah. What's the story? Kisa Warishon. I guess you have a board of Shutafim. Yes. A board of two partners. What happened? The first guy covered it. Strange. Second guy came and found that it was uncovered. If the first guy covered it, how did it get uncovered? So, the ball like disintegrated. The cover, the worms came along and ate through the cover. And he found it uncovered. And the second guy saw it and he didn't cover it. Oh, we can understand that. That she says, Hashini hayav v'rishon patur. Ad matay rishon patur. Right, the Gemara is going to say, at what point is the Rishon patur? So the Rishon did what he was supposed to do. He covered it. But what happened? Because it got wormy, it got rotten, exactly. Second guy walks by and sees, hey, there's no cover on this, and he walks by. Oh, you're a partner. Now you're going to be Hayav. The Gemara is going to ask, at what point does the first guy's Hayuv go off? But we'll see that in the Gemara. Kisau Karaui, oh. Second case in the Mishnah. First guy covered the board Karaui. What does Karaui mean? Properly. And still, a shor and a hamor fell into the boar, so he's going to be patur. How in the world did a shor fall in the boar if he covered it properly? Well, we'll see the Gemara. But the point is, if you covered it properly, and somehow the shor fell in, you're patur. I did my responsibility. Next case. Lo kisau kera'oi, obviously. If I didn't cover it properly, v'nafal etocho shor hamor v'amet, hayav. Okay, that we can understand. Comes the Mishnah. Nafal lefanav, Mikol Akiriyah. Again, let's get this case in the Mishnah. We had a case over here, there was a boar. Okay? It was dug. But what happened? You had a worker, or somebody went into the boar, and he's banging in the boar. He's fixing the boar. So here's his hammer. Boom, boom. He's banging, banging, banging. What happened? An animal was walking by the boar. He heard the bang, he got scared. Boom, he fell into the boar. Okay? From the banging, from the construction, we'll call it, in the board. So again, right. So it says, again, Nafal lefanav mikol akiriyah, hayav. If he fell forward, he fell head first into the board, so there's going to be hayav. Rashi says, board kiruya, v'nechnas kura, sechid etochoy, a worker, is doing construction in the board, l'archiv, or l'amik, to deepen it, to widen it, whatever he's doing, v'shor alach asvat habor. And there was a shor walking on the edge, v'shama kol apatish, he heard the hammer, v'nevat, v'nafal al panav babor hayav. That she says, ba'al abor. V'afilu shor shu pikeyach. Even if it's a smart shor, where you could say, hey, you should have watched where you're going. Because what? The bright is going to say, de'ba'al abor patu de'v'ay ayune mezal. Normally you can say, if it's a smart shor, watch where your shor is going. Ha'cha, Hayav. Shekol kiriya bi'ata. The call, the bang, scared him. And therefore, that's why it's going to be Hayav. The Gemara parich nema kora garamne. The Gemara can say, well, why does the Baal HaBor have to pay? We'll see. Maybe the guy who was digging should pay. But the point is, the Gemara is assuming now again, the animal is walking by the side of the boar. Even if it's a short pikeya, where normally it can watch itself, it got scared, therefore you have to pay. Mishnah. Mikola kiriya le'aharav, mikola kiriya patur. If the animal fell into the boar backwards, back first, even not mikola kiriya, even stam, a regular case. The Gemara just says, kola kiriya over here is lav dafka. So the animal was just walking and it fell in backwards. It's going to be patur. Why? Because this Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rav. What kills a short in a boar? The haval. Ah, very good. So if it's haval, that's only when he falls in head first. But when he falls in backwards, since his head is up, so therefore there's no haval, therefore it doesn't matter. Anytime. Not only when he falls in from the bang. Even if he falls in without a bang. Bottom line, when his head is up, a guy is going to be patur. Nafal tocho shor vekelav. Okay, what happened? A shor and his vessels. The shor, let's say, had the earthenware vessels on its back. The shor fell into the boar. What happened? Vinishtabiru. The shor died, and the kelim broke. Or hamor vekelav. A hamor and its vessels. Vinitkari'u. And the vessels ripped. For example, his saddle and all the other stuff. Hayav ala be'ema patur al kelim. Famous rule by boar. Boar is not hayav on kelim. Boar is only hayav on shor v'hamor. But patur on kelim, and we'll see why. Last case of the Mishnah. Nafal tocha shor heresh shote v'katan hayav. The shor is a heresh. The shor is deaf. Deaf, dumb. Shote v'katan. It's a minor. Yehayav. Okay, Gemara is going to explain that. Ben o bat, eved o ama patur. The halakha says that a boar, yehayav on shor velo adam. Adam that falls into a boar, you're not hayav. Why? Watch where you're going. Adam should be watching where he's going. The hadush of the Mishnah is not only Adam gadol are you patur from, but even ben o bat, even a little child, eved o ama, or an eved or a ama, you're also going to be patur. Eved kana'ani, or shifa kana'ani. Which means, don't think only a adam gadol, an adult, even a child, a minor, ben ubat, eved kana'ani, or shifa kana'ani falls into the boar, the owner is going to be patur from paying. We are going to see all this definition of the Mishnah in the Gemara.
We learned in the Mishnah an interesting case. The case was kisawa rishon. First guy covered the boar. Uba sheni umitzao megule. We're talking about two partners that own a boar. The first guy covered it. The second guy came and found it uncovered. And he didn't cover it. So the din in the Mishnah is hasheni hayav. So the Gemara now, first Rashi explains how did the cover get taken off if the first guy covered it. So Rashi says kegon shetliya. It became wormy or spoiled, so it deteriorated the cover, and therefore it fell off. The second guy came to use it, so it says that the first guy is off the hook, and the second guy is hayav. So now the Gemara's question is, vidishon ad emat miftar. Until when is the first guy patur? How long is that patur? Look at Rashi's language. On the Gemara, v'rishon ad emat miftar, hecha deba shni v'nishtamish. But the guy used the board. V'lo kisau ad emat ramya kula chiyuba eshni v'rishon patur. How long is the responsibility solely on the second guy and not on the first guy? Because it seems there's going to come a point where the first guy is also going to be obligated to cover the board. But which point is that? So the Gemara says two pshatim. Amarav b'chde sheyeda, which means until he finds out. Rashi says, Shiyavo gam harishon aharechin v'yir'enu megule. He has to walk by the boar physically and see the boar uncovered. Once he sees the boar uncovered,
then already he's back in the game. And he's responsible. Now the hayub is on both of them. So until he actually sees it with his own eyes, according to Shitat Rashi, he's not obligated. But once he walks by and says, oh my, look at this, it's uncovered. Oh, now you're just as responsible as the second guy.
Shmuel Amar, Bekdeshi Yodi'uhu.
Shmuel says, at the time that they tell him, meaning, according to Rashi, not only when he actually sees it with his own eyes, is he hayav now, but even if they tell him, which means he's at home, he don't know what's going on with his board. They come and tell him, listen, you know, your board is uncovered. Or he heard, even from somebody else, finish. Now you got to get up and go cover the board. But even at that point, you can't mechayev because it takes some time to go cover. He just found out about it. You have to give him enough time to create a cover.
So the Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bechdesh Yodi'u, V'Yiskor Po'alim, V'Yichrot Arazim, V'Yichasenu.
He adds, he says, not only telling him is not enough, that he should give him enough time where he's able to cut cedar trees and make a cover and cover the board. Good. Whereas the second guy, let's discuss the second guy. The second guy that was using the board, the Chaura, he's Hayav immediately. We don't say the amount of time that it takes to go create the cover and cut wood. That she explains why. Look at the first Rashi. The wide line. V'yichrot arazim. Aval l'sheni sheba v'neshtameshmo lo yavin an she'ura kol ha'ida v'ile le'utve shomrim alave. He should have put shomrim by the bor when he went to make the cover. The first guy, he's at home. By the way, your bor is uncovered. Okay, now he's got to react. So you got to give him, factor in the reaction time as well. But the second guy that was working at the bor, once you saw the bor was uncovered, before you walk away from the board, appoint somebody to watch the board that nobody falls in, and then go do it. Therefore, if he walks away, he's hayav immediately. Now, in Shitat Rashi, which the way I explained it to you, there are a few questions. The major question is as follows. The machloket between Rav and Shmuel is hard to understand. What's the difference between him finding out when he sees the board, or finding out when somebody tells him? I mean, the Chaura, there shouldn't be a machloket on that. And also, what they have a problem in the Rashi is, you're learning the Gemara not literally, you're learning it, the guy actually came and told him that the board is uncovered. But the Gemara's language is bichdeh. The amount of time that potentially somebody would be able to inform him. So from the Gemara, it sounds like it's just a measure of time. Whereas the way that she's learning, it's actually the guy told him, or he actually saw it himself. The word bichdeh doesn't work according to that. She just say, kishi yudiruhu, or kishi yirehu. That's the two questions that they ask on that she himself, but that's a shita. Good. Gemara continues. Kisau karaui. You cover the board correctly. V'nafala tocho shoro hamor. V'amit patur. Of course, you covered it correctly. So the Gemara asks a very fundamental question. Kevan de kisahu karaui. Hechi nafal. How did he fall? You covered it correctly. How did the animal fall into the board? Amar bi Yitzhak bar barchana. Shehitliya mitocho. The cover deteriorated from the inside. Which means the cover was good, he did everything, but it was made out of maybe mud or clay, whatever it was made out of. It wasn't like a metal keli. And therefore it got wormy. And therefore it spoiled, therefore it fell apart.
Rotted,
exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, Ibayelehu. Kisahu kisui. And this is the Gemara's question now to the end of the daf. So get the question good. Ibayelu. Kisau kisu shiyakol la'amod lefne shivarim, ve'en yakol la'amod befne gemalim. You put a cover on the board. It can stand the weight of a shor, but it can't stand the weight of a camel. That's what it is. A camel is heavier than a shor. So it's able to withstand the shor, but not a gemal.
The atu gemalim, the camels came, the aruha.
And what did they do?
They stepped on the board and they weakened the cover. The atu shevarim v'naflube. Then the oxen came and fell into the board. So the question is, mai? What is the law? So the Gemara gives you the two sides. Amre, hechi dameh. Give me the exact case. More details. If it's in a place where there's camels, so then the guy's guilty. Because you should have anticipated that you have to build it according to the weight of the camels. So therefore, vadai is hayaf. And if there's no camels in the neighborhood, so it's not his fault. He doesn't have to anticipate that the camel's going to step on his board and weaken it for the shivarim. So therefore it should be cut and dry. Yeah, camels, vadai hayav. No camels, vadai patur. He's honest. Lo tzericha, de'atu lefrakim. The answer is, sometimes. Which means, intermittently, the camels come. Oh, now what's the two sides of the safek? Mi'amrinan, kevan de'atya lefrakim poshayahu, de'be'ele asuke adateh. Do we say you should have anticipated it, because they do come? Since bottom line, at the time that he made the board and covered it, they weren't around. That is the she'ela. So let's crystallize it. Kisahu kisui hara'ui l'shevarim. V'yesh gemalim sheba'im l'frakim. Uba gemalim v'etriya et ha'kisui v'nafa l'tocho shevarim. Is he hayav or not? Tashema. Comes the Gemara and gives a proof. Al Mishnah, kisahu karaui v'nafal letocho shor or hamor v'amet patur. Our case, you covered it good, and a shor or a hamor fell into it. Hechi dameh ilema karaui l'shvarim v'karaui l'gemalim. Hechi naful. If you covered it good for everybody, how did the animal fall into it? El alav must be the way you covered it was karaui l'shvarim v'lo karaui l'gemalim. Also, must be you did it ra'ui for one species and not ra'ui for the other. And what happened? And the camels must have came and weakened it. And then the shor fell into it. And the Mishnah says what? Patur. So you see clearly what? And now a situation over here, patur. Now, the idish chichi gemalim amai patur poshayahu. Back to the same case. If you tell me there's camels in the neighborhood, vadai should be hayav. You don't have to tell me that case. If there's no camels in the neighborhood, for sure he's anus. And that must be the case we're talking about. Oh, our exact case, the intermittent camels. Answer to the question that since we see that right now they were not there, even though they come intermittently, indeed he is patur. We have a proof to our question. Amri lo. No. Le'olam kara'uy le'shevarim ve'kara'uy le'gemalim. Really, the case was talking about he built a strong board with a strong cover that was enough for everything. So he asked, how did he fall then? Nobody stepped on it. The case was talking about it got spoiled from inside, and that's why it's patur. So nothing to do with camels, shachia, not shachia. It's a simple case where he did a good bor. The reason why it's patur, it got deteriorated, and that's why it's patur. Finished. No raya to our situation. Tashema, I'll bring you another proof from the end of our Mishnah. Okay, he didn't cover it properly. Of course, if he did it faulty, not strong enough for Shevarim and Hamorim, Vada is going to be Hayav. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. Oh! Must be talking about he did it for Shevarim, but not as strong for Gemalim. Hechidame, he did Shechir Gemalim for Sheyahu. And the Radai is going to be Hayav. No Hadush. V'i, de lo Shechir Gemalim. Again, if there's no camels, Anusu. Elalav, de Atyan, de Ferakim. Must be talking about intermittently the camels come. V'atu Gemalim var'u, v'atu Shevarim v'naflu, v'ketani, Hayav. Alma, kemon Atyan, de Ferakim, po Sheyahu, de V'ele, asuke adate.
So you see from the Mishnah that he's Hayav, he should have anticipated that the camels were going to come there and ruin the board, and therefore he's going to be Hayav. Answer to our question. Gemara says, no. But the word lo le'olam kara'uy le'shevarim ve'lo kara'uy le'gemalim. The case is talking about where he did the board, it was ra'uy to withstand shevarim. But it wasn't strong enough to withstand gemalim. Ushkihi gemalim. And there were camels. Udekakash shalach posheyahu. But that is hayav. Do I need a mishnah to tell me there's camels? You didn't build a strong enough for camels. The shore fell in after the camel weakened it, obviously. But then you're going to be hayav. What's the tradition of the mishnah? I did a nasiv resha kisav kara'uy. Nasiv sefa nam ilo kisav kara'uy. You're right, there's no tradition of sefa. Once we brought you the first case of the Mishnah where he covered it kara'uy and we said patur, so we brought you the sefa lo kisau kara'uy to say hayav. Even though there's no chedush in the sefa, we brought it agav the resha. Indeed, there is no chedush. Therefore, again, we did not bring it a ayah for our query. Ikadamre. Some have this whole story the following way. Haname vaday lo ebayalan. Oh. The question that you had, crystallized the question. You dug a board. You covered it. It's ra'uy l'shevarim, but it's not ra'uy for gemalim. Gemalim come once in a while. The gemalim came this time, weakened it, the shore fell in. Initially we had a question on that. According to this version, the Gemara says that's not a question. It's obvious. Camels come once in a while. You had to anticipate it. You didn't. You're poshaya. The question that you really can ask is, who the ebayalan is the following. Kisau kisush yachol la'amu b'fnei shevarim, fe'enu yachol la'amu b'fnei gemalim, v'shchihi gemalim. Oh, but v'hitliya mitocho. But that's not why the shore fell in. The shore fell in because the board itself, the cover got wormy. So the question is, it damaged a shore, but not because of the camel. So the question is, Mao, miyamlina migudavi posheya etzel gemalim avi posheya namili anyan itla'a. Do we say, since he was guilty by gemalim, because he didn't make it strong, so now already he's going to be hayav, even when the shore falls in, not because of the gemalim. Do you say no? Bottom line, it wasn't his fault when the shore came in. Yeah. You're right. If the camel would have done it, you're guilty. But you can't blame the guy now. It didn't happen. Tashema. So we start. Back to the same food. Back to our Mishnah. The case is talking about what? He did it well. He covered it properly. Ashur and Hamor fell in it, patur. The itmar ala amar bitzak barchana, which the case talk, barchana, shitliya metocho. Oh, how did it fall in if he did it correctly? It was itliya. It deteriorated. Oh, hechidame. Ilema karao lishvarim, karao legimalim, vitliya metocho. If it's talking about where he did it properly and it got deteriorated, pshita de patur. May have it in the meabad. What do you want the guy to do? Elalav karao de shivarim velo karao de gemalim. Must be the guy did it. It was ra'uy for shivarim, but not for gemalim. Vishkiri gemalim. And there's camels. So therefore he would be guilty if a camel fell in. But a camel didn't, weaken it. What happened? Vitliya mitocho. Viketani patur. Alma. Lo amrin amiku. Davi poshel. Nyan gemalim. Davi poshel. Nyan hatla. You see, you don't say the miku. Because with the Mishnah says he's patur. So the case of the Mishnah is exactly that case. He had a board. He did the cover. The cover was ra'uy for shivarim, not ra'uy for gemalim. And there was gemalim in there. And the shore fell in, but not from the gemalim. It fell in from the hitliya. And what does the Mishnah say? Patur. So you see, don't say miku. Lo. Le'olam kara'uy le'gemalim v'kara'uy le'shivarim. It was ra'uy for everything. It was a strong board with a cover. V'hitliya mitocho. U'dekakash shalan ki hitliya maya v'le le'me'abad. What's the hadush? Of course. Not his fault. I didn't understand to tell me you're patur. You would have thought that maybe from time to time he has to come and check the cover. He has to bang on it to make sure that it's still solid. That he doesn't. That once already puts the board there and the cover and it's la'ud shivarim, vile gebalim, it's everything. You don't have to suspect that it's going to be
matliya. I would have thought maybe you check it.
Sure, yeah. I would say why.
No, you don't. You did, at the time that you put it, it was good. You don't have to be. I guess hatla'a is a rare occurrence, and if we don't have to be, or so long as when you put it there, it was considered kara'ui. Oh, so we go back. Tashema. Second proof from the second part of the Mishnah. Lo kisahu kara'ui. You didn't cover the board properly. Menafal letocho shor hamor v'amit hayav. Okay, obviously. Hechidame. Ilema lo kara'ui leshevarim velo kara'ui legemalim. Serika lememad lehayav. Of course. If you didn't cover it correctly for shevarim and hamorim, v'day hayav. Peshita. Elalav kara'ui leshevarim velo kara'ui legemalim. You did it ra'ui for this, but not for gemalim. Oh, v'id shechicha gemalim. Poseyahu. Wait a minute. If there's gemalim around, v'day you're going to be hayav again. You're poseyahu. And if there's no camels around, it's not his fault. So what's the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah that says Kisau lo kara'ui hayav elala v'shchicha gemalim v'tliyah mitocho? Really, I'll tell you, there's camels around. But that's not how the shor fell in. The shor fell in from the hatla'a v'ketani hayav alma miguda v'posheya l'inyan gemalim v'posheya l'inyan hatla'a. So you see the migu, that what? Hayav. That even though the reason why the shur fell in was not ma'amad gemalim, it was ma'ati hatla'a. But since you were posheya legabe gemalim, we get you on the hatla'a as well. Amre lo. No proof. Le'olam kara'ui le'shevarim ve'lo kara'ui le'gemalim. Really, you did it? Ra'ui for this and not ra'ui for gemalim. V'shkihi gemalim. Ve'atu gemalim ve'ruhu. ואתו שברים ונפלו בה ודקה שלך פשיטה פושעיהו פשוט אמרה שיש right הייתי דנסיב רשע כיסאו קראוי נסיב שפה נעמי לא כיסאו דרך אגב since we brought the חידוש של רשע כיסאו קראוי we brought the ספה כיסא שלו כזה זה לא חידוש בספה תשמה okay final proof נפל clear נפל לתוכו שור חרש שוטה וקטן Some umealech balayla chayav. We're discussing the intelligence of the shor now. Shor chayresh. The shor was a chayresh. Shor was deaf and dumb. Shote. Katan. The shor was a katan, a baby. Some. The shor was blind. Umealech balayla. All walking at night. Chayav. Why chayav? Because, what do you want? He can't protect himself. And therefore you're guilty for putting a boar. However, pikeyah o mehalech bayom patur. Interesting. If the shor is a regular ox, smart, and in the daylight where he can see things, patur. Because you could tell the guy, your shor should have watched where he was going. Shor is pikeyah, knows not to jump into a boar. Good. And she says, the shor should have watched where he's going. Ve'amai. Now the Gemara brings the proof. Medahavi posheya le'inyan cheresh. Why don't you say, since he has a pishia in the board, if a short cheresh or some fell in, so now even though somebody else fell in, a short pikeyah, get him on that, mahmat amigu. And you see what? You don't. You don't say to amigu, shmamina. Therefore, he is going to be patur. Baruch Adonai, Olam, Amen, Amen.